The new C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health is out for this month, and it deals with our children and those outdoor winter activities, which often have a risk of injury. Are we keeping our kids safe? The poll asked a national sample of parents of children 3 to 18 about how they keep children safe during winter activities. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Joining me is the poll co-director, Sarah Clark. Sarah, welcome back. It's nice to always find out what parents are thinking about the issues that you bring up during these polls. And this is a nationwide poll, and I am absolutely flabbergasted at the results on this one. Tell everyone about this.
So, and we have the appropriate weather for this poll today. Glad that we have that. So we looked at the different things that kids do as outdoor sports or winter activities, and we took an eye of the parents' responsibility for just kind of ensuring the kids' safety. And we looked at the most common outdoor activity, sledding, which, you know, up here in Michigan type of weather, lots of kids do. And then we're also able to compare that with some winter activities that are a little less common, downhill skiing or snowboarding and snowmobiling. So we really tried to look at a range of activities. We looked at things from three angles. Are kids getting adult supervision? Are they wearing helmets? And are parents having some basic discussions about how to do that activity safely?
And what did you find out?
So the interesting thing here is that even though sledding is the most common activity, it's the area where parents seem to be doing the least to making sure their kids are safe. And in a way, that kind of makes sense to me, because parents like me say, oh, I went sledding when I was a kid. No problem. Grab your sled. Get out there. Often it's a neighborhood hill or a really familiar park. So unlike some of the other outdoor winter activities, it doesn't require a lot of special planning or special equipment. So I think parents just allow themselves to get a little lax.
In fact, 2 in 3 parents do not make kids use helmets when sledding. Now, I know, look, we didn't have seat belts in cars when I was a kid. We went sledding without helmets. We rode our bikes without helmets. But it's a whole different world out there today, and we know a lot more than we did back then.
This is a really interesting area. So every year, there absolutely are kids that suffer traumatic brain injury or sometimes even death in a sledding-related accident. So that is inarguable. What I'm wondering about is whether helmets when sledding are going to go the pathway of bike helmets, because it wasn't that many decades ago where nobody wore a helmet when they were biking.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's pretty much mandatory. I think the difference with biking is you're out there with a possible collision with a car that's way bigger than a kid on a bike, and that could be damaging. With sledding, I think that there are other things that parents can do to make sure the kid is safe, even if they don't require a helmet. It's interesting because right now the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't recommend that all kids wear a helmet when sledding. They recommend that parents consider it. So absolutely, yes, if your child has some sort of pre-existing condition that might make them either less able to control their body or maybe make it a more serious event if they do hit their head, that would be absolute yes. Other parents really would have to think about whether they would want to go that route.
Do you think that minds would change if the Pediatric Association actually came out on this and said this is what should happen?
Well, before they came out, I think they'd have to have evidence that it's necessary. And so I know that there are a lot of people interested in that question, and they're doing the work. And in the meantime, there are some things that parents need to be doing. And number one is they need to make sure that the area where the child will be sledding is a safe area. So a couple things we want to look for, and that is snowy but not icy,
mm-hmm.
because it's really hard to control any kind of sled if it's icy. Look for a flat area at the bottom where the sled can slow down,
mm-hmm.
not ending in a street,
right.
in a fence, in a pond, anything like that. And then also look to make sure that the sledding area is free of obstacles, trees. Sometimes, you know, if you're going to have your child go sledding on somebody's, you know, land that they don't use, make sure there's not like an electrical box or big boulders or something that could cause a collision. I think the last thing that parents sometimes forget to do is assess whether the hill is simply too crowded to do this safely. So I think one of the ways that parents don't quite live up to all of their responsibilities is just making sure that physical environment for sledding is appropriate and safe for their kids.
Well, and you know, again, our parents in my generation sent us out the door, didn't see us all day long, knew someone down the street was going to feed us, or we'd be back home at noon with all the kids and my mom would be feeding them. I mean, it was just the way it was back then, but today it's a lot different. So what about the supervision angle here, and what did you find in your poll regarding that?
So we know that not all kids have adult supervision all of the time. And I'm in no way saying that that's necessary. I think that what's important is if the parents first have to assess whether their kid is old enough and mature enough to be doing sledding or one of these other outdoor activities with no adult supervision. But the second thing is, if you send your kid off, you have to have a plan. So either the kid has a cell phone or the sledding hill or the area is close enough for somebody to run home, and there will be an adult around to help handle things in case there is an accident or another emergency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the big thing. Parents just have to make sure that their kids know the plan. And I think actually when we were younger, that is what happened. Somebody's mom or dad was home. And so if something happened, we could run, grab an adult and mm-hmm. Help get that taken care of. Nowadays, we might need to use cell phones and know that there will be one adult that will answer that phone and be able to get to the hill quickly.
Yeah, right. We're talking with Sarah Clark out of the University of Michigan and the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. This month, dealing with those outdoor winter activities, only 1 in 3 parents report their child wears a helmet when sledding. That might be something you want to consider, but at the very least, I think Sarah's points about making sure that hill is as safe as it possibly can be is quite important. Now, what about just talking with their kids about safety rules in winter time? Because I know the poll looked at that as well.
Yes, and that is another area where parents need to be very responsible because kids don't necessarily know the practices and the rules for how these things work. And so with things like snowmobiling, downhill skiing, and snowboarding, over 90% of the parents said that they have discussed the safety rules, we'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
A little less so for sledding. And I think that it's easy for parents, again, to overlook the fact that they need to do that. Parents might look at a sledding hill and be like, oh, okay, I can clearly see the pattern here, right? Kids are going down the middle, they get off the sleds at the bottom, they take their sled to the side, they go up safely. A kid looks at that same hill and isn't thinking safety rules. They're thinking, let's go.
Right.
So especially with the younger ones, they have to explain to them and probably demonstrate, here's how this works. Okay, now we're at the bottom of the hill. Quick, let's get off. Let's pull this over to the side. That's where we take a breather. And we stay safely out of the way going back up the hill. You see a lot of collisions on sledding hills when there is one kid trying to pull that sled back up the middle or getting in the way. And that's dangerous.
Right.
And parents have to make sure that, again, especially with the younger kids, be right there with them until they get that pattern.
That's right. They have to know the protocol as well. I also find it interesting in the MOP poll this month regarding helmets. While there aren't as many kids out there that go snowmobiling or skiing and snowboarding as they do sledding, the percent of parents reporting child helmet use for snowmobiling, 83%. I would have thought that would be closer to 100%.
It should be 100%.
Yeah. Skiing and snowboarding, 73%. I can kind of understand that, but snowmobiling, my gosh, you've got this mammoth machine that you're guiding.
Yeah, the snowmobiling one should be 100% for kids and adults, frankly. Mm-hmm. And I really think the skiing and snowboarding one should be pretty close to 100%. Because again, this is downhill skiing, not cross country skiing. And it's hard to control things when
right.
you're out there. You want to be safe. So that's another area where I think parents really have to think about having those conversations with kids and pushing them to be as safe as they can.
You also talk in your report about what they're wearing besides helmets. For instance, scarves, which can get wrapped up into, you know, if you're skiing on the guide wire. There's all sorts of things that can happen. And I don't want to put the fear of people from enjoying this, you know, beautiful winter season we have, but you do have to play smart, right?
Well, and again, a lot of it is just parents stop and think for a second, do the double check. So just the way I suggested, check the hill, check your child's equipment. So it is scarves or long strings with their boots that can get caught into the runners of the sled. And why we care about things like that is if the sled does spin out or tip over, you don't want your child to be stuck in that sled where now there's a greater chance of that sled spinning around and clunking them in the head or something happening. So just do that double check of the kid's equipment.
Right.
To make sure and their clothing to make sure there's nothing that could cause an incident like that.
Listen, I never buy a little one a hoodie because I knew someone who lost their 5-year-old daughter. She was playing in a tree. The hood got caught on a branch and she accidentally hung herself. 5 years old. And so anything like that, it can happen in any season. You really have to be aware of the clothing your kids are wearing, how they're playing. You know, that's mighty important if you ask me.
And the other thing with clothing is make sure that it's appropriate for the conditions. So when you have a real cold day, you want to make sure that the kid is wearing some layers. And think about the timing, not being out in the cold for so long that there's a risk of frostbite. And then it also can be a challenge because kids will sweat a lot when they're in their full winter gear. So it's have them come inside for 10 or 15 minutes, unzip, because unzipping allows some of that pent up heat inside to breathe a little bit, warm up a little, and then head back out.
Parents out there, I want you to go online to mottpoll.org, M-O-T-T, poll, P-O-L-L, mottpoll.org, and read this poll and get up to date on, there's some wonderful information in here. Just things for you to think about before you send your kids outside for those winter activities. The poll is done every month, different question every month. Where do you find the people to answer the poll, Sarah?
So we work with a company. They have something called the Knowledge Panel. There are over 40,000 households across the U.S., and they do it in a scientific sampling. So we know that we have a good cross-section of America with regard to not only state and region, but income level and all sorts of different characteristics. And so every time we do this poll, they invite a selection of people in that very large knowledge panel. And we're always so excited to hear what the results are going to be.
Yeah, I think they're really interesting to see kind of taking the pulse of these parents and how they're raising their children. Very interesting. I'll tell you, if I had a kid, I'd put him in a bubble. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
And one of the things that we try to do in this poll is present it from a realistic point of view. So a report like this is, I would call it a reminder report. You know, we want kids to be outside enjoying winter. It's great. It's a blast. Parents just have to remember they have a job to do. And the job is do a little planning and thinking and make sure that your kid is prepared to be one of the 99.9%, probably higher than that, of kids who enjoy these activities. And don't be one of the really unfortunate tragedies that we sometimes read about. Not all of those can be prevented, but lots of them can be by just doing a little thinking in advance.
That's right. It is a good reminder, especially when the poll shows that parents may not always consider these risks that these snow days can present. The new University of Michigan Health CS Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health poll co-director Sarah Clark on the air each month with us with a new poll. And I hope our listeners check it out at mottpoll.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.